Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. When I just got into high school, I remember somebody clearly telling me that if I didn't know how to use a computer by the time I was an adult, I would be unemployable. And I clearly remember to myself thinking that that sounded like a joke, because at the time, not many people around me knew how to use computers, and my folks didn't really work on computers, like maybe a little bit here and there. But when I thought ahead to the future, did I think I would be unemployable as somebody who didn't know how to use a computer? Well, I know that this sounds ridiculous looking back, but that's what I was told, and that's what I believed when I was about 15 or 16 years old. Now I'm edging on 36, which I just realized is double 18. And although I still feel fairly old, in reality, like I'm becoming an adult. I've got to come to terms with that. But now as an adult, like I work on computers every single day. I mean, for people who know me, I'm an e-commerce expert. So how could you think that at one stage, I didn't even know how to use a computer? Well, one of my best friends still mocks me about the fact when I was doing a project with him and he had to show me how to turn it on, and the fact that I had no idea how to type. In fact, when I moved to England after university, I got a job where in the application process, they asked me how much did I know about e-commerce and computers, and how good was I with spreadsheets. And I completely lied because I needed a job. And that's the honest truth, is that, I mean, I had to pay my rent at the end of the month and I needed a salary. I told them what they needed to hear and I got the job. And then I learned on the fly. I figured out how to type with maybe two fingers and then three fingers, and I improved from there. But ultimately, if I didn't know how to use a computer, I would have been completely unemployable. Man, how much things have changed since that time. Later on, when I got into university, I remember hearing friends talking that they were starting to study social media as a part-time degree, because that wasn't even part of like university curriculum. And then again, I thought, what are you doing studying social media? That's like Facebook and stuff. Isn't that just for playing around? But then they told me that this will be a job one day. And I was like, maybe old Warwick didn't have much foresight over here. But then I thought to myself again, there's no ways playing on Facebook can actually be a full-time job. But now look at how many jobs have come about through social media. It's full-time agency work. I mean, you've got full-time businesses just managing social media. And those people, yes, they have to know how to work on computers too. So it's really bizarre how when we were growing up, and even as the youngsters are growing up now, the world is changing constantly. But often we are being taught by our parents, our elders, our teachers, who have grown up without internet, without computers. And they kind of lived in a slightly different paradigm. Nothing wrong, nothing old, nothing outdated about that. It was just a different time. You know, their records were kept in paperwork, within files, within drawers. And I remember tidying my father's filing drawer, those big heavy things that you had to like really pull to get it open, and it made a ton of noise. Those things, you know, that's what Dropbox is for now, Google Drive. I don't even have any paperwork around my office. Everything is digital. So how much is the world changing? But how much are the younger generation still being taught by people who might not yet fully embrace the opportunities? Again, no judgment, nothing wrong. It's just not what they are used to, what they are brought up with. So the thing is that the younger generation sometimes are being taught and shown that these new possibilities or these new opportunities are sometimes outside of their reach. Sometimes they might be taught that these are, maybe they exist now, but they're for somebody else, or that they're risky, or that they aren't really right for you. But where it starts to get really interesting is that when these people are told that these different opportunities are somewhat unachievable, it becomes a challenge, because these are the people, the younger generation, are going to grow up into these roles. This is what their life is going to look like. Because in a few years' time, in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time, a lot of the jobs that existed historically might not exist in the future. And there's a whole bunch more jobs, like social media jobs, like new jobs, new different industries that will completely be started up from scratch. Those will exist. And that will be the new way of life. And the old job security might not be what it used to be. My grandfather, he worked for a company for generations. And many people from generations ago worked and lived by the premise that if you stayed with one company for a long enough time, they would look after you. The loyalty works two ways, and you would end up being retired with a wonderful paycheck and a wonderful pension. They would look after you. One thing we saw for sure through the COVID pandemic and the lockdown was that the corporate jobs were no longer secure. They are no longer secure, because when big corporates need to cut their expenses, the first thing that they did turn to during COVID lockdowns was they started retrenching people. Maybe it happened to you. Certainly you'll know somebody that was affected by this. The big corporates, the ones that are supposed to look after you, the ones where loyalty should be rewarded, well, those people weren't rewarded. And we now understand and know that job security that used to exist in a generation before, that is no longer true. The job security itself is no longer true, because things like robots and automations and systems and processes are resulting in companies needing less people. And when they need less people, that means, yes, they can cut their overheads. And that's when we see how loyal big corporates are to their companies and to their long-standing employees. In fact, the longest-standing employees are often the ones that have the highest paychecks. So when they're looking to cut costs, where do they start? They start at the top. They cut a few people from the top line, and they save hundreds of thousands of rands every single month, millions of rands every single month. Their loyalties are not what they used to be. And this is very difficult as we start to look ahead and see, well, where can we get job security? Because heck, one thing we learned from the COVID lockdowns is that, wow, the fundamental needs of life need to be looked after. Security, basic income, food, clothing, a roof over our head. But security is just so important, job security. But there's been a shift in where we can get job security. Because as we look to the younger generation, a lot of them are starting new websites and blogs and YouTube channels. People are making money by posting videos on YouTube. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? And you see 15-year-olds getting Ferraris and just like absolutely crushing it. It's kind of annoying. But in reality, these are the younger generation that are seeing this opportunity, not being fearful of it, not thinking that it's for somebody else. They're embracing it, and they are using this as a way to generate an income and to create security for themselves. Now, if they can start to embrace that, and they can start to utilize it, and they can start to learn this new way of being, this new way of operating, this new way of getting security, well, then the good news is that so can we. So can I. I mean, I had a fundamental shift myself from being that youngster who didn't think that I needed to have to work a computer, because heck, I was scared of the things to begin with. Still am a little bit. I mean, I've never had to learn how to code right. I just have a great team of people who can help me with that. But in reality, I have had to become really proficient on computers. And through just being willing to try and learn and play with different stuff, I've had to largely just figure stuff out. And I love that, actually. Now that I have the ability to know that everything is figureoutable, well, that empowers me to be able to embrace this. And yes, I've used e-commerce and websites and content online to generate an income and to create wealth and to create businesses that create security for me. And if I can do it, well, then so can you. If the younger generation can do it, well, then so can everybody. So the shift that we need to take mentally, and just by a shift of generation, is to see that our generations above us, who taught us with the best intentions, well, they were teaching us from a different paradigm. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's just a different world right now. Security has changed. The way that we get security has changed. Getting a good job, having a reliable and loyal boss, it doesn't count anymore. We've seen that. We know that. And as robotics and machines and outsourcing grows and continues to become more and more proficient within big businesses, it's going to mean that people, loyal, long-standing employees of a big corporate, well, they're going to need less of those employees. And as more people are being moved out of corporate and being replaced by robotics and automations and all of those things, then what we're going to see is that we're going to see a lot more people being needed to, they are needing to look at these new opportunities, YouTube channels, creating a blog, monetizing content online, selling online, e-commerce. Yes, at that stage, everybody's going to be looking at this as a new way of operating because they're going to see those kids driving those fancy cars and think, well, if they can do it, surely I can too. And the good news is that you can, if you just simply embrace the idea that we've got to learn, we've got to go down this learning curve and figure it out. It's all figureoutable, if that's even a word. I'm just making it up, but it does make sense. And it's completely the way that I've approached it. And if I can do it, then so can anybody else, because I was that guy. It was in university where in a project, my buddy had to show me how to turn on the damn computer because I just didn't even know where to start. Typing was a mission. I was one of those one finger typers. And from there, I had to learn and learn and learn. And the amazing thing is that all these future jobs that are going to be created that are coming out of nowhere, just like social media came out of nowhere. Who saw that 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? Certainly not. But that has become an industry on its own, and more industries will be born from nothing. Industries that we can't even think about just yet are going to exist in the future. And if you can get yourself into those opportunities relatively early, if you can embrace this new way of earning, this new way of learning, this new way of creating security for yourself, then you could perhaps become tomorrow's expert in this new industry, which doesn't even yet exist. Or at the very least, let's take the industries that we know are working right now. Social media, YouTube content, e-commerce. E-commerce is one of the few industries which is absolutely booming in South Africa right now. If you look at all of the big corporate businesses and different types of industries around South Africa, during lockdown, so many of them were brought to their knees. Unfortunately, they were negatively impacted. And yet e-commerce thrived. Not because it was doing anything untoward, it was just simply because consumer behavior shifted to online shopping. Consumers who had never shopped online saw the need and the convenience and the ease of being able to order something off their computer. And then when it arrived at their door, they started doing it again and again. And this sudden increase in e-commerce is not an overnight fad that's going to go away when lockdown comes to an end. In truth, consumer behavior has fundamentally shifted and more people are shopping online than ever before, and they will continue to do so. So the opportunity is crazy. But the other thing that we saw during lockdown was that a whole bunch of businesses that weren't previously selling online were now selling online. They had no other way of selling because their customers could not come to them. They had to embrace e-commerce. So at the same time, we saw a sudden surge in customers moving online and a sudden surge in businesses selling online. The whole industry has thrived. But does that mean that it's too competitive, too advanced, and that maybe there's not enough space for you? Absolutely not. Because what we've seen is that the industry has grown and a rising tide raises all ships. We've heard that saying before, but there is more space for so many new companies to come about. Tomorrow's Takelot, tomorrow's bidorbuy.co.com is probably a company that doesn't even exist yet. A website that hasn't been formed yet. The biggest websites of tomorrow might not even be in existence yet. It might be your website. It might just be that idea in the back of your head that can come to fruition and become an almighty business. But the point is that the competition online is not necessarily overwhelming. There is still far reaching opportunities for new players to come in. And if you're in a space, if you have an idea, and you see other people selling online and doing the same thing, does that mean that there's no space for you? Absolutely not. If you see somebody else selling the same product online or doing the same thing, that doesn't mean that there's no space for you to do it. What that tells you is that there is space because you can see that somebody else is doing it and making money. It means that customers are going online and purchasing the thing that you want to sell. If you see somebody else doing the thing that you want to do, this is great news. It means that you can absolutely go ahead and do it. And is there space for you? Absolutely. The market is growing. The size of the pie is getting bigger. And there's opportunity for you to get your slice of the pie. Even if it's a little sliver, it's still going to be amazing. So why not give it a try? Embrace this new opportunity. You know, if we're looking for job security, financial security, is the right course to be going and getting a job in a corporate world? Or is it rather to be empowering ourselves and trusting ourselves and creating our own future? Because when you do that, that gives you the ultimate security to know that you have a way to create money, a way to create a source of revenue for yourself without relying on a boss or a paycheck or being retrenched or anything else that might come from what we used to think was secure, security. That stuff doesn't exist anymore. The only true security that you can have for yourself is teaching yourself how to generate an income yourself. And the opportunities these days are so vast and so wide and so much more attainable than ever before. And e-commerce, I've said this before, but truly, I believe that it is the easiest way to get into entrepreneurship. Because you can start your business in your spare time. If you have a laptop, if you have internet connection, you can start a website. And when you start a website, you have immediately started a way that people can pay you online, buy your stuff. You have immediately turned on a new source of revenue. You can do that in your spare time. You can do that from home. You can do it after the kids go to sleep. And you can do that without risking all of your financial resources because you can start a business with a shoestring budget. Heck, you don't even have to buy inventory upfront. If you have marketing budget, that's great, but you can absolutely do this without marketing budget. I started my e-commerce store in 2010 with no marketing budget whatsoever. I hustled in forums and Facebook groups and I found my customers and I got them to buy from me. The money that I made off that, I reinvested into more inventory. Eventually, I was selling enough stuff that I could actually have a marketing budget. So if you have to, you can start on very little money. You can start in your spare time, in the evenings, on the weekends, when the kids have gone to sleep. You can send your kids to your friend to babysit while you start your website. It is the easiest way for you to get into entrepreneurship. It is the least risky way for you to get into entrepreneurship. Because heck, if it didn't work, heaven forbid, it doesn't work out, you didn't lose too much. You didn't risk the farm. You didn't have to sign a lease in a shopping center for a shop that you want to open. You don't have to hire 3 or 4 or 5 staff members. You don't have to commit to buying inventory. You can do it on a very quick and savvy way. And you can start this business very easily, very risk adversely. And I love that. I love that these new opportunities are not just opportunities that are somewhere in the future. They are here right now. They're available to you. They're available to me. And I love that. I love that South Africans are now embracing it. And we are seeing that because the industry is just growing and growing and growing. And what we're seeing is that new websites that are coming into the market, they are getting sales. And if it was too competitive, if it was too swamped or overwhelmed, you know, the industry was too busy, then those new websites that were starting from scratch, the ones that came on last week, last month, they're not all getting sales, but a lot of them are getting sales. A lot of them are growing and keeping at it and getting website traffic and leading to more and more sales. Well, if those are getting sales, which we know that they are, then that means that another website, perhaps yours, could turn on and start getting sales too. So as we look to these new opportunities and this new way of generating a revenue and creating security for ourselves, that means that we need to embrace the technology, the opportunities that the younger generation is seeing and they are recognizing and they're embracing. And what we can wait and what we can ask ourselves is that whether we want to wait another 6 months, another year, another 5 years, whether we want to wait until everybody else is doing it and then we'll give it a try, then we'll trust that it can actually work. Do we want to wait until everybody else is doing it? Or do we want to embrace change and just make it happen for ourselves now? Give it a try now and see what happens. We never know. It might just change our lives and create a new source of revenue, a new way of generating income, a new way of controlling our own destiny and creating security for ourselves without having to rely on somebody else that may or may not actually look after us. The only people that can look after us is ourselves. And I'd encourage you to embrace that and look for the new form of creating security. Because when you do that, it empowers you to be able to look after yourself. And you could simply do that by joining, making a simple shift, a simple decision just to join our free Facebook group. You could do that. If you go onto Facebook and you search in Saka, you'll find the community of 17 or more thousand members, all South Africans who are just interested in online selling. They're all learning and helping one another. You can join that group and that might just set off a snowball effect where just joining that group lets you learn more about it, lets you see other people that are doing it, real South Africans who are starting in a very similar place to where you are right now. And they are doing it. And if they are doing it, you can too. So join that Facebook group. Go to Facebook, search for Insaka. You'll find the Insaka e-commerce community. It's free to join. There's thousands of us in there. It's wonderful. And that might just help you to go off in the right direction. So hopefully you'll join and you can tag me when you do. Tag me in that group. And I'll see you on the inside. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.